Tea time in space. Turn the page. Turn the page. Turn the page. Turn the page. One afternoon, a spaceship landed in Pete's backyard in a shower of sparks. "Wow," said Pete. A small green creature climbed down. "Greetings, pink one," said the creature. "I am Zub from planet Flub." "Greetings, green one," said Pete. "I am Pete from planet Earth." "Can you help me?" said Zub. "My Flubmobile has broken down. Mumbo of Zub will be very cross if I am late for tea." Turn the page. Pete explained the little spaceship. Zub showed him the controls. Pete saw the problem at once. The down button was stuck. He wiggled it. But then, turn the page. The little spaceship took off! Zoom! All of a sudden, they were in outer space. "Oh no," said Pete. "Quick, let's push the down button again." Turn the page. Pete and Zub pushed the button as hard as they could, but the spaceship just zoomed higher and higher and higher. "Oh no," cried Pete. "Mumbo of Pete will be very angry. It's my tea time soon, and I'm not allowed to go beyond the backyard gate, let alone outer space." "Sorry," said Zub, "but it's an autopilot. Any minute now, we'll be on planet Flub." Turn the page. At that very moment, the little spaceship landed, bump, on planet Flub. Mumbo Aunt of Zub came rushing from the house. She was not pleased. "Naughty Zub," she cried. "You know we are not allowed to go beyond the backyard stairs. And who is this strange pink creature?" Turn the page. Zub told Mumbo all about his adventure on planet Earth and how Pete had helped him to repair the little spaceship. Mumbo of Zub was so grateful to Pete, she invited him to tea. Pete looked at his watch. Mumbo of Pete would be calling him in 10 minutes. There was just enough time. Turn the page. They had zoogle fingers and waffle tops of waffle plates and a glass of Google juice. Then Pete said he really must go. Turn the page. Pete said goodbye to Flub, then Mumbo of Zub flew him home. Zap! And their super zoom zibbership. Zap, zap, zap. Turn the page. He arrived just in time for tea on planet Earth. It was fish fingers on brown toast with a glass of fizzy orange. Pete wasn't the least bit hungry, but he ate it all up anyway. Turn the page. After all, he could hardly tell Mom that he had already had his tea in space. Turn the page.